supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are some of the challenges that couples face during this time?
Look, they're under enormous stress. Kids are at home. That's one challenge if you have one or two working parents. So that's an enormous stressor. Some couples have parents or loved ones who are in nursing homes or rehab facilities and they can't get access to them. That's a major stressor. And look how many people, Mike, are unemployed and even if not are having financial struggles. So there's lots of stress that goes with this. I'm not even touching on the psychological factors, the depression and anxiety because of this existential threat we're all living with.
I'm wondering how relationships fare under that amount of pressure. And I'm thinking that problems you had before will get bigger and strengths you had before will also get bigger, perhaps. Or is that too simplistic?
I think it's a good generalization. And it happens more often than not. But that doesn't mean that marriages who had problems before are automatically going to have bigger problems now. Look, communication. So, you know, this creates suffering. And if you can give voice to that, if you can tell a spouse or a loved one, tell them when you're suffering, when you're scared, when you're angry, when you feel like you're going to explode. Talk about it. And, you know, vulnerability invites compassion. So if you're able to talk about what's going on inside, then that's going to help a marriage. And it's going to help you, too, feel heard.
In some ways, this pandemic and the situation we're all in can boil a relationship down to its essence, right? Because there are no distractions, there are no sort of outside influences, no other people to hang out with, no events to go to. So it could also be a time, I guess, to work on some things, right?
Yeah, it sure is. But I encourage couples, regardless of the circumstances, don't spend the whole time working on things. It's important to have fun together, do something pleasurable.
What are some little things that can help couples navigate this stressful time?
I think one of the most important things couples can do, individuals can do, is kind of be aware when you're feeling distressed, when you have something going on inside that really needs to be communicated. And communicate it. That's so important, not to keep it buried because it's going to ooze out of your pores. And when you do, don't attack each other. Don't say you are or you always. Talk about yourself and the emotions you're feeling. And, you know, if you think your spouse is triggering these feelings of anger or loneliness or resentment, whatever you're feeling, you know, when you do X, you know, I feel angry or, I feel depressed or whatever the emotion is. So kind of own your feelings.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike.